Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. I'm really, really happy that you're here today, and I'm really happy and thankful and blessed to be here with you to share a message of God's love for you. So last night, I went over to my grandson, Lincoln's 10th birthday party for a little bit, and what was fun was he had four friends that were going to spend the night with him. And what I saw was the joy of the guys being together and being together in a way that was a little different. Being together in that way where you were going to share more because you were spending the night. So the friends were over, they were going to have a sleepover and, you know, eat some pizza, play some games, have some fun. But what I promise you would happen, because they were staying and because they were going to be together at this different time, they were going to know each other better than the day before. They were going to, you know, do that thing where you get tired and maybe you talk. It's just different when you have invited someone to come in and stay with you. And that happens. That happens when you ask someone to come in and see you as you really are, as you live. My sister lived in Bowling Green for 42 years after college. She moved back to Marietta, Ohio recently, and she lives just 15 minutes down the road from me, which is incredible. And I feel very thankful that she made that decision and she has moved back here. But what I realized is I was missing something. And what I was missing was the same thing that Lincoln was having. And that was the sleepover. When Carol would come back to visit several times a year, she would stay with me. And some of the best times were those late night conversations or first thing in the morning where you had this just honest, revealing time together. Before you were meet the structure of the day, before you were going out and getting ready and getting cleaned up and whatever the day presented to you, it was this doing it together, like as a team. You were getting ready, you were going to go out together because you had been together, you had lived together for a time. That's what I think we're called to do. I know it's what we're called to do with Jesus. I know it's the relationship that has the depth where you invite Jesus to live with you, into your home, into your heart. That's where the real relationship is. You know, they always say, when did you get to know someone? You know, well, just try living with them. You'll really know them. It's kind of like when they talk about college roommates versus maybe a friend from school. It was in that time of living together, seeing the person before they got ready for the outside world, seeing them on the inside, seeing them makeup free, you know, and you would be like, oh, I'm seeing the real person. I'm seeing the person as they put on what they need to put on to go out into the world. That's real. That's honest. That's vulnerable. That's open. That's exposed. That's when Jesus will come in. When you invite, when you say, let's do this together. Amen. I know that it is now different and has been different for me since I invited Jesus in, because what you find is a peace that comes from living with unconditional love. Amen. A peace that comes from living with knowing that no matter what, you're loved. We all make mistakes, you guys. We all mess it up. We all have, you know, done things, said things, been things that we've just messed up. It reminds me, I had a FedEx driver come to my house this week, and he comes and I'm like, oh, aren't you missing something? And he goes, what? And I said, well, you don't have a box. What? And he goes, no, I'm here to pick up something. And I said, well, that's odd because I don't have anything to be picked up. And he kind of went, wait, yeah, I've got a pickup order for here. And I said, oh, wait, are you picking up a mattress? And he said, yeah. And I said, oh, no, there's just been a mistake. My daughter, who lives in Cincinnati, used my Sam's Club account to make the order. But you guys delivered it to Cincinnati and you're picking it up there. There was a problem with it. And he said, oh. And so what he did was he had his little mini iPad and he did a box and he checked off that she doesn't live here. The recipient doesn't live here. And that was easy enough for him to do and to find. And I said, oh, no. And she hasn't lived here for, you know, 24 years. But the next thing that he did was he clicked that and a drop down box came up. And what he was looking for was a reason that he was here, but the mattress wasn't. And I said, well, that's simple enough. Just put down a mistake was made. It was just an error, just a human error. It's just a mistake. And he said, that box doesn't exist. And I thought, wow, that's tough. That is tough. No one in the FedEx Corporation that was involved with this piece of software on this iPad can make a mistake ever. So he kept trying to fit it into one of the boxes he had, one of the reasons in that drop-down box. And there was nothing. Nothing made sense because none of them were true. What I want to say to you here and right now is the blessing that we have in having the drop-down box of Jesus Christ, of being able to make a mistake, for there to be a human error, and for us to be forgiven, to live in that honest relationship with Jesus where we invite our Lord in. We live together. We are forgiven. We are freed. We have peace because the drop-down box is us dropping to our knees at the foot of the cross and being thankful and inviting Jesus in. Knowing this gift that we have been given is only given if we receive it. God gave us his Son so that we might be forgiven, so that we might have the drop-down box that said, I made a mistake. I'm human. I failed. You guys receive that freedom. Open that door and say, come on in. It's a sleepover. You're going to see the real me. And I promise you, what you will find is your peace. And when you find your peace, you will find your purpose in that freedom of being loved unconditionally as you are, being seen and being known. Like the, you guys love my analogies, but like the can opener, you know, the old fashioned can opener where you're cranking it, first the lid will drop down into the can. And when you're starting to crack it open, it will not want to be seen, not want to be exposed. But if you keep going and reveal yourself, the lid pops up and there will be your truth. There will be your green beans. And in your green beans, there's your truth. I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. I love you. I know what I'm called to do. And that is my peace. And in there, I found my purpose. Amen. People can say things to me that they, you know, it will land, perhaps someone would say, as a compliment. To me, it lands as being an acknowledgement. How you like all my throat stuff here. It lands as an acknowledgement of the peace that I feel of doing what God is calling me to do. Because what you are receiving is the gift that God is giving you. I'm being used so that you can know that. You can know that love. You can know that peace. You can know that as you travel through and you struggle, you're not alone. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, we're here. We're opening the door and we're asking you in to our hearts, to our lives, so that we do these moments, these tough times together. We're here. This is us, makeup free, before we're dressed and showered and ready to face the world, the relationship, the gift that you have for us. It is everything, and we receive it. We receive it with thanks. We're humbled and we're awed, and we're yours, Lord. To the name of Jesus Christ, we pray today. Amen.